Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, on VFN Radio yesterday, we were talking about, you know, who does God love? Who does God love, and loving those that God loves? And it's so important. And it's such an important question. And we found out and we know that, you know, God loves the whole world. He loves everyone. Mm-hmm. He loves everyone. But here's another question. We ask, you know, who does God love? Mm-hmm. But who loves God? Who's the one that loves God? I mean, there has never been a more important and misunderstood virtue mm-hmm. than love. Many today have asked, would say, they love God. They love God. Mm-hmm. But what does that really mean? What does that really mean? I found out that love means a whole lot of different things to so many people.
Yeah.
And so what's man's chief end? What's man's purpose in life? Mm-hmm. It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, according to Mark 12:30. That's what we're made to love God with everything in our fiber, with everything within us. You know, is it impossible? Is it possible for someone to think that they're actually loving God when in reality they're not?
Right.
Now, perception is no joke. You know, mm-hmm. perception is the idea. You know, you may think that, but perception, intention, and reality, you know, those are different things. Mm-hmm. Those are different things. In John 14:21 says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Check this out. Verse 23, Jesus replied and says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching." Mm. You know, loving God means that we have his commands. You know, God clearly tells us what his love language is. He's like, you know, let me tell you how you love me. Let me help you out here. You know, loving God means we have his commands, his teachings, and our hearts are set to obey him. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a society today that you know, loves, if you will, to give lip service, and loves, quote unquote, to hear beautiful poetic words. But at the end of the day, love is not about saying beautiful words or poems or candlelight dinners or love's not about love songs. In reality, love is about action. Mm-hmm. Love, true love, is displayed. Love is a verb. Mm-hmm. It's a verb. It's action. And we can't get caught up in emotions. We can't have a warm affinity, a skipping heart, if you will, a pleasant thought, and say, oh, that's love. You know? Mm-hmm. That's not love. The highest form of love is a choice. It's a choice. Jesus said, "Greater man has no man than to lay his life down for a friend." That's love.
Right.
That's love. It's to give yourself for someone else. It costs you something. True love costs. True love is displayed.
Right.
You know, it comes at a price. And Matthew 7 says, "Many will say to me on that day," "many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform miracles? And then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." I mean, listen, he says many. He didn't say some. Mm-hmm. He said many. He said, I think people will have a rude awakening. Many will have a rude awakening on that day.
That's right.
Unless they repent. But God can't be used. He'll say plainly, I never knew you. That word knew, it means intimacy. It's the same word, you know, in the Hebrew. In the Old Testament, when it says Adam knew Eve, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like there was no intimacy. There was no love here. I never knew you. You used my principles. You used my name. You did this stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But where was the love? Where was the love? And I'm telling you that if we want to turn back a nation, if we want to get to the place where God is honored again, God can't be honored in the schools. God can't be honored, you know, in government. God can't be honored in the public forum unless he's first honored at home and in our hearts.
Right.
We got to get back to basics. We got to get back to what's real. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to get back to that place. You know, we have to set our hearts to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. This is what God's called us to do. You know, and it's a heart of obedience. None of us can be 100% obedient to God. But we can sure try. We can sure cry out to him and say, God, I want to obey you. I want to love you with my heart. I want to obey you with my mind, with what I think about. I want to obey you with my strength. I want to obey your word. See, a believer says, listen, God, what does your word say? I want to follow you. Mm-hmm. We throw terms like Christians around, but today everybody's a Christian. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Are you a Christ follower? I like the word, I'm a follower of Christ.
Right.
Why? Why are you a follower of Christ? Because I follow him. You know what I'm saying? I follow him. Mm-hmm. I try to do what he says to do. That's my aim. That's my goal. And if I don't, I'm crying out to him. I'm saying, God, forgive me. And he does.
That's right.
And I aim to do it again. But we have to recapture certain words. And this is what happens. There's an obedience. We talked about, you know, the rewarded secret life yesterday. That there's a life there's a life in God, a secret life. Where you can, it's just you and God, where you do the things that God's asked you to do. You pray, you give, you fast, among other things. But we talked about those three things, about that when we do those things in secret, not for a public audience, not for the attention of men, not for the praises of men, but we do it for the audience of one. When we do it alone between us and God, God rewards us. God blesses us. Mm. He says he'll reward us for that.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you something. There is a blessing. There is a blessing when we truly love God. Mm-hmm. Obeying his teachings, obeying his commands. We stand to be blessed big time. And the first thing says that Father God will love him, and he and Jesus will come to him and make their home with them. Listen. Many are praying today for God's visitation. They're praying for God's visitation. Why should we settle for God's visitation when we can have God's habitation? Mm. We don't want God's visitation. Yeah, a visit is nice, but Lord, we want you to come and dwell with us. We want you to come and abide with us, God's abiding place. God said he looked and looked and looked for a man to stand in the gap. God is looking. He's searching for faithful ones. He's looking for burning ones. He's looking for ones that have a passion to love him and obey him and to lay their life for him. He's searching. He's looking. He says, I want to make my home. I want to abide with that person who loves me. He says, the Father will love them. I will love them. Hey, we're coming to your house.
That's,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? We're gonna come with you and make our home with you. Because you've honored me. Mm-hmm. The second thing it says, God will show himself to the one who loves him. Now, how beautiful is that? We talked about Jesus revealing himself. We talked about that, I believe, last week, where he revealed himself to Mary and to the disciples and to Thomas. And the Lord is still revealing himself today. But he's just not, you know, he wants you to seek after him. He wants you to obey him. He wants you to put him at the forefront of your life. You know, the word of God tells us in James 4:8 says that if you draw close to God, he will draw close to you.
That's right.
But it starts with you taking the first step, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I said before, your first step oftentimes determines God's second step. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And we're going to start redefining certain words today.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people throw words like, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Do you really?
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I think about something Chris said one time. Somebody said, oh, I love you. And he says, well, act like it.
That's right. Well, act like it.
Yeah. It's a verb. It's something that you do. It's not something that you say.
Right. Exactly. And we got to start defining ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to really start to look at 1 Corinthians 13, love, right? It's like, come on. Mm-hmm. We got to get back to that place where we say, look, God, you know, I'm going to love you. I'm not going to give you lip service. I'm going to love others the same way. I'm not just going to just say these words. But you think about it, I mean, people love words. They love saying words. They love rhymes. They love ishy gushing. You're like, this ain't real. This ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Valentine's Day, you know how much money is spent on that one day, billions and billions of dollars on just toys and cards? And it's like, one day, really? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
And the expression of love is a gift. That's the expression of love. If I have a gift for you, that certainly means that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that means?
All right.
You know that I write a, you know, say a couple of words, is like, wait a minute. Or you know, you give that to me, that means, okay, yeah, check, yep, mm-hmm, got it. No. The highest form of love, the highest way that we can love God and love others is to lay our lives down. And in terms of talking about loving God, is that we just obey him.
Mm.
We say, God, I just want to be right with you. I want to be right with you. Think about your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
We heard on VFN Radio, Pat, where you just said, you know, you gave your, we're talking about remembering the wonders of the Lord. If you missed that, you got to go to the torch, VFNTV.com, and go to the torch and search for remembering the wonders of the Lord. And you shared your testimony about when you first gave your life to God.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately you were like, well, you knew what was right. He knew what was wrong. It's like,
yeah, nobody had to tell me.
Nobody had to tell you, but you knew that you wanted to obey him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How awesome is it when you have an awesome relationship with God that your love for him, your appreciation for what he's done, your thankfulness causes you to say, I just want to obey. I just want to be right with you. What do you say? What is your word?
Right.
But look, you only have 19% of the church actually abiding and reading their Bible. How are you going to even know what God's word says?
That's right.
God's word is a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it reveals to us God's plans and what God's word is, instruction and his guidance.
That's right.
But you knew. You were like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. And you're willing to take a stand for your love.
Yeah. I mean, I was so in love with him at that point. When God touched me, it was like I instantly knew what sin was. I knew what was right and what was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody had to say anything to me.
Wow.
And I knew I could not keep doing what I was doing at that time. So it was, okay, I'm just going to trust you, God. You know, if I lose everything,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to do what's right.
That's right, because he says he writes his law in our hearts.
Yeah. You know? As much as we try to bury it, ignore it.
Right.
Exactly.
I think it's just whatever. We're going to answer for it one day.
Yeah. Think about it. Everyone knows what they're doing is wrong now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He built this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I think that's your, I think God's speaking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That feeling there, you know what I'm saying? The conviction, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. Mm-hmm. And we can turn back to God. In fact, you know, we have a segment on VFN Tour, try to turn back to God. But you can repent. You can turn back to God. These are terms and words that people don't even talk about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, listen, did you even think of the possibility that maybe you left God? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I love him. First thing I'm going to tell you, I love God. I love. Well, how do you display your love? How do you display your love?
That's exactly right.
Because this is what God says. If you love me, and you got to come to the reality, because you know you may be listening today, and you know BFN Radio is for the church and for those that are being drawn to God, and You got to realize that maybe you don't love God. You got to examine your heart. You got to be open to the idea that maybe you don't love God. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can begin to start. And we talked about, you know, we have a society that oftentimes doesn't want to deal with the reality. We people die, they come from deaths, they put a sheet over them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how we want to desensitize ourselves from feeling certain things. But when it comes to God, you want to be real. Mm-hmm. You don't want to gamble on eternity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to gamble on the things with God. You want to know. And I'm always amazed at the time that people spend in searching, you know, interest rates on a new credit card, or searching the best interest rate on the new mortgage, or searching all the specs of their new LED 46-inch TV screen, or studying their Bose speakers and the sound quality. You know, I don't know. People get Bose speakers. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sneakers too. But you know, hey. But you know, but they go into this thing, private jet, right? Mm-hmm. But they go into all this like this massive detail. Mm-hmm. They have no problem studying it, but how little is spent. Mm-hmm. Searching God out.
That's right.
Searching his ways out. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. Mm-hmm. And you got to go after God. You got to make him number one. You got to say in 2013, listen, I want to love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all of my strength.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.